Hello, it's Chanel, and this is Peace Out, stories to help you calm down and relax. The Peace Out podcast is part of Bedtime FM. Did you know that Bedtime FM has another amazing podcast of children's stories? My daughters love it and listen to it every night before they go to sleep. If you're on a podcast app, search for Storytime or go to bedtime.fm/storytime. I live in Canada, and it's winter and very cold here right now. I love winter sports like snowboarding, skating, and tobogganing. But I'll be honest, I wouldn't mind being on a beach somewhere warm right now too. So I thought today we'd go on an adventure, an underwater adventure. Have you ever gone swimming at the beach or in a pool? Well, today we're going to dive in deep into the ocean of our imagination. Let's start by sitting on the floor, crossing your legs. Close your eyes. Let's take a few deep breaths together. We'll breathe in through our nose and out through our mouth. Ready? Breathe in, and out. Out, out. Breathe in, and out. In and breathe out. Good. Imagine you're sitting on a boat. Is it a sailboat with a big billowing sail snapping in the wind? Is it a speedboat that goes so fast it looks like it's bouncing across the blue waves? Wherever you are, let's sit there for a moment. Take another deep breath in and let it out. Pretend the boat that you're on is gliding along the water. Feel the sun warming your face. The gentle breeze is blowing through your hair. Ah, doesn't that feel so nice? Okay, I think we're far enough out into the ocean now. Can you help me check? Okay, let's look back to make sure we're far enough. We'll start by turning our head slowly to the right side. You can keep your eyes closed, and now turn your head to one side as far as you comfortably can. Now turn it back to the center. Good. Now let's turn our head slowly to the left side as far as you comfortably can. Perfect. Turn back to the center. I think we're far enough now. We have our diving mask, oxygen tank, and suit on, so we'll be able to breathe and be comfortable underwater. Let's dive in. Lie down on the floor now as we prepare for our underwater adventure. Great. Breathe through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathe in as long as you can, and breathe out as long as you can. Ready? Breathe in through your nose, 1, 2, 3, and out through your mouth. 1, 2, 3. Amazing! Wow, we're in the water now. It's so quiet down here, so blue and beautiful. When you're in the water, you feel lighter and buoyant, like you can almost float. Let's take 10 seconds to feel ourselves getting lighter. I'm going to count to 10, and as I do, I want you to imagine that you're getting lighter and lighter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do you feel like you're floating? Now that we're comfortable in the water, let's see if we can find any underwater creatures here. Oh, look, there's a jellyfish. Jellyfish are shaped like an umbrella and have long tentacles. They move by expanding and contracting their bodies to push the water and move forward. Let's pretend to be jellyfish. When you breathe in, you're contracting your belly or pulling it in, and when you breathe out, you're expanding your belly, just like jellyfish. Let's take a few breaths, and whenever you breathe out, I want you to pretend that your fingers are tentacles and wiggle them. Let's practice right now. Can you wiggle your fingers right now? All right. Ready? Breathe in and out. Breathe in and pull your belly in towards the ground. Breathe out and let your belly expand. Wiggle your fingers now too. Okay, let's breathe in, pulling your belly toward the ground, and breathe out, let your belly expand, and wiggle your fingers. Okay, one more time. Breathe in and pull your belly in, and breathe out, and let your belly expand, wiggling those tentacles. You are amazing, jellyfish. Well done. Ooh. Now I see a long eel. An eel looks a lot like a snake. It's very long. Stretch out your arms as far as you can on the floor now. Got it? Wow, your arms are now eels. Lift them up off the floor. And now let them float back down onto the floor. Lift your arms up again and let them float back down. Beautiful. Do you think you can be a starfish? I do. Stretch out your arms and your legs. Yes, just like that. Stretch them so that you make a star shape with your body. Wasn't that easy? You're a starfish. Do you know what I see now? It's a squiggly, wiggly octopus. How many tentacles does an octopus have? 8. Now, we only have 2 arms and 2 legs. That makes 4. But we can still pretend to be an octopus, right? Yes, we can. Let's imagine that we have 8 tentacles like an octopus. Stretch out your arms and legs again like we did for the starfish. Now move them back and forth like you're making a snow angel. Back and forth, back and forth. What a wiggly octopus you are. Great work. Uh-oh. Do you know what's coming up next? It's got a triangular fin, has sharp teeth, and slices through the water. It's a shark! Yikes! Okay, let's bend one knee up so that your foot is still on the ground, but your knee is reaching towards the ceiling. You're making a triangle with your leg and the floor, just like a shark's fin. Now let's stretch out that leg onto the floor. And do the same with the other leg. Bend your other leg so that your knee is up and your foot is still on the floor. Now stretch that leg back down. Scary shark! There's one last sea creature that we haven't met yet. Dolphins! Dolphins are intelligent mammals that can talk to each other. Wow! They jump up out of the water and splash back in. Let's curve our backs like a dolphin. Bring your knees up to your chest. and give them a big hug. Now rock gently up and down or back and forth, whichever feels more comfortable. Rocking, rocking, rocking. Feel the nice stretch and little back massage that you're giving yourself. Perfect. Now slowly let go of your knees and let them float back down to the ground. Well, it's time to go back up to the surface and out of the water. Our deep sea diving adventure is almost over. Once we get out of the water, our bodies will feel a bit heavier. Move your hands down so that they're right by your sides. Make sure your palms are facing down and touching the floor. Press your hands onto the floor. Feel that connection to the ground again. Now try pressing your legs into the floor. And now your back. And then your head. And now press your hands into the floor again. We're grounded. We're back onto our boat now. Our diving mask and oxygen tanks are no longer needed. Let's take a couple more deep breaths of fresh air. Breathe in and out. In and out. Beautiful. You did so well today. I'm so proud of you. I hope you're feeling more relaxed now. You've dived under the sea, so now you can do anything. Thank you for joining me today, and until next time, peace out and peace within.